Exercises 4 through 6. Lucy and Jeff have two sons, age 7 and 3. Jeff works full-time and Lucy part-time, mainly from home. With two young children, they find themselves weighed down with endless chores. The one thing they always enjoy is vacations, but although they have the time for two short trips a year, they only take one. Why, given that vacations can provide them with so much pleasure? The reason they give is the cost. Jeff's father is a widower living 400 miles from Lucy and Jeff, and they take him with them when they go on vacation. This arrangement works well since it gives them all a chance to be together. Jeff's father can spend time with his only grandchildren, and Lucy and Jeff can go out together knowing that their children are well looked after. But it does make the vacation expensive because they pay for Jeff's father. In fact, Jeff's father could afford to pay for himself, but he is saving the money to pass it on to his grandchildren. Lucy and Jeff therefore pay for him in order to leave their children's inheritance intact. Is this the best arrangement? Lucy and Jeff had never asked themselves this question because, at the back of their minds, they felt it would be self-indulgent to have two vacations. It was not until they realized what they were doing that they could begin to think about what was best. Lucy and Jeff thought anew about the situation. They decided that vacations gave them the refreshment needed to tackle their demanding lives. They worked out that they could afford two vacations if Jeff's father paid for himself. All three of them discussed the situation and agreed that it would be best all round if they had two vacations a year together, and that Jeff's father would pay his share. This second vacation was a big treat, and it was expensive, but it added an enormous amount of pleasure not only to Lucy and Jeff's lives, but to Jeff's father, and to the lives of the grandchildren, for whose sake, it once appeared, this second vacation was being denied.